Boys, boys, I'm surprised.
I'm Kirkwood.
I'm Lee.
I'm Harris.
I'm Wallington.
Well, how do you do?
And this is the Jack Kirkwood Show.
Hey, you.
Are you listening?
Ladies and gentlemen, stirring up to the microphone, wearing her best smile, her fur coat, and galoshes, comes our serviceman special, pretty little Jeannie McKeon. Jeannie gives the sound man her fur coat, gives Irving the nod, and gives out with Dream. Well, start Jeannie, Dreamy. Dreaming, Jeannie.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream that the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the
now to the modest home of our old friend, Homer Pigeon. The customary calm reigns in the pigeon room. While his wife, Beulah, looks on with interest and a few well-chosen remarks, Homer is buying an auto club membership from her father. Their son, Junior, plays peacefully on the living room floor with a family dog. Listen.
Well, I was saying, Homer, you'll never regret buying this auto club membership. I say you'll never regret buying... What'd you say, Homer? I say, what did you...
I didn't say anything. Oh. That was a dog. Oh, murder. Junior, what are you doing with that pup?
Nothing, Papa. Just plucking its eyebrows.
Oh, well, that's a good boy.
You're not a very smart boy. A dog's eyebrows aren't on his tail. You're plucking the wrong end.
Oh. Like I say, Homer. Like I say, this auto club membership and insurance... protects your car against theft, collision, fire, dents from pedestrians. For $5 extra, we insure it against accessory thefts, rust, and flat tires.
Would you repeat that?
Homer, he's repeated it word for word 15 times.
I know, but I like to watch his eyes bug out when he says accessory.
What'd you say, Homer?
I heard you. Oh, Junior, will you leave that dog alone?
Shaving him so his back won't look fuzzy like your chin does.
Oh, that's a good boy. You know we always strip the dog in the summer, Homer.
Yeah, but not with my good electric razor.
Like you say, Homer. I say.
We know, Father, we know. Homer, quit stalling and write Father a check for $90.
Oh, murder. Okay, give me the pen.
Hurry up with that check. I say, hurry up with that check. I want to get it in before it's too late.
Oh, it's too late now. The bank's closed at 3.
Yep, but the bars don't. I say,
shut up. Take this and get out.
Okay. Yeah, see you later.
See you later. Now, no matter what happens, the auto club pays us back. That certainly takes a load off my mind.
It takes a nice load off the bank account, too. Oh, Junior, will you stop teasing that dog?
Just putting talcum powder on him, like you do after you shave, Papa.
Oh, that's a good boy.
I bet he's the only dog on the block who smells like channel number 5. I'm not kidding about that either.
Now let's go for a ride. For once we can ride and feel absolutely safe. Where shall we go?
How about going out to Glendale? You know, once when I was there, I got a pack of cigarettes. Once.
Well, come on. Come on, Junior.
Hey, Papa, look.
What?
Your car is not in front.
My gosh, it isn't.
Homer, are you sure you left it in front?
I'm positive. Where else would I leave it? Gosh, I wonder if it's stolen.
Stolen?
Your old man said the Auto Club guarantees results. They sure make good fast, don't they?
Well, don't stand there like a big idiot. Call up the club and report it stolen.
Well, that's right. I got my membership card right here. Is the phone still in the hallway? You're using it so much I forget where it is.
Certainly. Oh, wait. We'll have to go to the corner drugstore and use the public phone. Mrs. Jones next door is using ours.
Doggone her. Why can't she use her own phone?
Well, Mrs. Smith next door to her is using hers.
Well, why can't Mrs. Smith use her own phone?
Because Mrs. Brown next door to Mrs. Smith...
Oh, well, I'll stop if you will. Come on, let's go. Down to the drugstore and phone. Hello, I'm a member of your club, and I want to report a stolen car.
Where did you steal it?
I didn't steal it!
Well, if you didn't steal it, how do you know it's stolen?
Listen, it was my car. I left it standing out in front of my house. When I went out this morning, it was gone.
Oh, you mean it was stolen.
Yeah.
What is your name, please?
Homer Pigeon.
I'll connect you with the poultry department.
Thank you.
Well, what are they saying?
I don't know. So far, I've only been listening to my end of the line.
Good afternoon. Smithers speaking.
I want to report a stolen car.
Stolen car? Were you in it at the time it was stolen?
No!
What did they say?
Oh, shut up.
Say, they can't tell you to shut up. You remember, let me talk to
now,
you.
Now, Beulah.
I am sorry. We have no one here named Beulah. We have a Mildred, a Genevieve, a Hazel.
Look,
and a...
all I want to do is report a stolen car.
A stolen car?
Yes, I left it in front of my house, and when I went out, it
was... One moment, please. I will connect you with our Mr. House.
I don't want Mr. House.
Hello, House speaking.
Say, look, who could I talk to about a stolen car?
What is that?
I want to find out about who I can talk to about a stolen car.
Well, I'm sorry. You'll have to talk to somebody else. We don't sell stolen cars.
I don't want to buy a stolen car. I want to steal a bought one. Ta-da-da! I mean, I want to report a stolen car.
Oh, I see. Your name, please?
Homer Pigeon.
What?
I am a woman.
Yes, but why does your voice keep changing?
My voice isn't changing.
Oh, it's all very confusing, sir. Or, miss, I'll connect you with the general manager.
Beulah, will you get up?
Oh, I see. Miss Pitt. Yes. Well, I'm sorry, but this is the auto club. This isn't the place to report a stolen pigeon.
Oh, I'm not a stolen pigeon. My car's stolen.
Just hold the line a moment, please. I'll have our Miss Goopel talk to you.
Homer, let me have that phone. You aren't getting anywhere.
Okay.
Hello? Mr. House says you claim a pigeon stole your car.
No. The name is Pigeon, and our car was stolen.
I'm sorry. I never heard of a car named Pigeon.
The car is a named Pigeon. Homer and I are pigeons.
That's very odd. Talking pigeons. But you sound exactly like a woman.
I am a woman.
Yes, but why does your voice keep changing?
My voice isn't changing.
Oh, it's all very confusing, sir. Or, miss, I'll connect you with the general manager.
Beulah, will you get out and let me handle this? Thanks.
Hello? General manager speaking.
Listen, mister, my car was in front of my house. It was stolen. I'm a member of your club. Carry your insurance on the car. Now, what are you going to do about it?
You're sure it's stolen? Cross your heart and hope to die.
Certainly it's stolen. What are you going to do?
Oh, there's only one thing we can do. Yeah. We'll cancel your insurance. You're a bad risk.
How will I get my car back?
Why don't you go to the police? Stolen cars are their business. Goodbye.
Hello, are you the desk sergeant?
Yep. What's the matter, lady? Has your husband been beating you?
Certainly, I haven't been beating her.
Then what makes her look like that?
She always... Sergeant, I'm Homer Pigeon. Somebody stole our car. Can you help us get it back?
Oh, stolen car, huh? I'll see what I can do. I'll buzz all the squad cars with me radio. Calling all cars. Desk Sergeant Sweeney to all cars. Come in, all cars.
All cars to Desk Sergeant Sweeney. Go ahead.
Roger. Attention, all cars. Any of you flat feet see a car owned by a cluck named Homer Pigeon? Come clean. If you did, tell it to Sweeney.
Gee whiz, Sarge. You know we boys ain't handled any hot cars this week. Honest, we ain't.
Okay, all cars. Go back to sleep.
Roger. We'll go.
We ain't got your car. Have you tried the scrap drive?
Oh, they wouldn't have it. They've turned it down for 3 years now.
Can't you take a report on it? Maybe we can get it back, huh?
Well, I'll take a report, but it won't do much good. Can't read me writing.
Well, why don't you take a course in penmanship?
Don't need to. I'm a peachy writer now. Just never learned to read. All right, let's have the facts now. Where did you leave the car?
In front of my house.
When did you miss it?
The next day.
That'll cost you $5 for parking all night in a 45-minute zone.
Oh, but, Sergeant, we leave it out there lots of nights.
Yeah? How many times?
Oh, 60 times.
At $5 a night, that's $300.
You'll keep quiet. $300. The car isn't worth that. Never was.
Oh, then you don't want to report a stolen car, huh?
Do we get out of the fines if we don't report it?
I'll accept $2 $5 tickets.
Here's $10. What are the tickets for? Parking? No lights? What?
The policeman's ball.
Oh, that's well. We'll take them. I've always wanted to go.
Well, you'll have to hurry. It was last week.
Well, we'll
drop in again, fool.
Oh, what a day. What a lousy day. Lost my car, out $10, had to talk to you all the way home.
You didn't have to talk to me. I was merely trying to tell you how stupid you are, and you kept denying it.
All right, I'm stupid, and you're Beulah.
Yes, and another thing. Homer, look, right here in front of our house.
I'm too tired to look. What is it, the fire department?
Our car, it's back.
Well, how do you like that? Whoever stole it didn't think it was good enough. I'd like to punch that guy right in the nose.
Wait, I just remembered. It wasn't stolen.
Wasn't stolen? Then where was it all day? Hiding under the bed?
Oh, why didn't you ask me before? You're so stupid.
Here we go again.
If you hadn't been too stupid to ask me, I'd have told you.
Told me what?
The lady across the street, Mrs. Green, she borrowed it to go shopping.
Why didn't you drive her own car?
Mrs. Bike, the lady next door to her, was driving.
Why couldn't it? Mrs. Bike? Ah, nuts.
Oh, Homer, look. Here comes Father.
Oh, that old buddy.
Papa, we lost the car, but we got it back. And Homer,
oh, Beulah, my feet stink. Shut up.
I heard all about it from the club. Oh, it's too bad about that cancellation, Homer. Don't you worry. I'll sell you another membership. I say don't worry, Homer. I'll sell
I
you
don't want another one. You hadn't made me buy the darn thing in the first place.
Homer, don't you dare talk to Father that way.
I'll talk to him any way I like.
What's that, Homer? I say, what's that?
That was My Blue Heaven being chopped to pieces by Irving Miller and his fugitives from a lumber camp. Well, neighbors, looks like we picked all the good ones off another one and left nothing but the culls. We'll be back reaching for a few juicy ones about the same time tomorrow with that charming Warner Brothers star, Miss Joan Leslie, as our guest. We hope you enjoyed today's special full-length episode on the lives of Homer and Beulah Pigeon. Till tomorrow, this is Jack Kirkwood asking you to wait for that call.
Hey, you.
Are you listening?
The part of Homer on tonight's show was played by Jack Kirkwood. That of Beulah by Lillian Lee.
And here's Irving Miller and the lads about to break in the melody. If the boys could find the right key, they wouldn't have to break in. But I see they have the key now, and this one played in the majors for the minors is known as Roman in the Gloamin'.
Radio service.